Hi, this is Guy Clark. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff. Wait. Where's that music coming from? I don't know. There's something spooky in the air here today. You guys heard that, right? Oh my God! Is that?
Yes, it is I. It is I. Count backwards from 10.
Count backwards from 10. What are you doing here?
Well, it's Halloween time, Mr. Hobson. I am here to spread fear and terror.
Speaking of fear and terror, do you know what episode number this is?
Oh, let me guess. Let me guess. That last song was a hint, I bet.
I bet it was. Yeah, that's right. We played Number of the Beast. That wasn't the Iron Maiden version. That was the Gravel Spreaders. Ooh. Are you a big Gravel Spreaders fan?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because today is episode number 666. What are the chances? There's got to be some evil forces involved.
That's my PIN number, you know. I hope nobody gets a hold of my bank card.
I bet it is. We can only have you down here to navigate us through the evil that's going on this weekend, and especially, like, only one man could handle episode number 666. So thanks for coming down here, count backwards from 10.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Although there is a little too much sunlight in this studio for my liking.
That's true. You are looking a little pale. Are you going to be all right? Should we shut the blinds?
I should be fine. I should be fine.
Okay. Do you have any requests today, Count?
Well, I think we need to start the show off with our pals, the Dream Syndicate, from their first record. Well, it's not really their first record, but it's the only one that people pay attention to. It's called The Days of Wine and Roses. And there's a big, long intro, so you should probably press go now.
Oh, okay.
It goes on forever. It takes a while to get going. But it's a wonderful thing. And it's, what else would it be called? This is called Halloween.
I'm scared. Listening to Tell a Band to Go Home. We'll be right back.
He says you shouldn't believe the things in papers. They can't come true. And don't believe the things that you see on TV, 'cause they'll never happen to you.
Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. and you go home. When I'm alone, I have no cause to think about the shit we used to know. It made us know. Well, you came and you stayed. No one here to raise a toast. Be my guest and I will be a host to a rock and roll ghost. To a rock and roll ghost. Well, you said better off dead. You think that I might have heard a word, but I was much too young and much too cool for words. Look at me now. No one here to raise a toast. Take me by the
You know what that was, don't you?
That was pretty. Oh, I have no microphone. Oh, it's scary. No microphone.
That sounded like a rock and roll ghost to me.
Ooh.
Those are the Replacements there with the rock and roll ghost. Before that, we heard Bobby Bear Jr. telling us about Rock and Roll Halloween. And we also heard the Dream Syndicate. That's what they're called.
That's them.
From the days of Wine and Roses. Now, Count, I know this is your busiest, most important time of year, of course. So we thank you for spending some time with us. I've always been curious, though, what do you do the rest of the year?
Well, you know, I don't do too much. It's there's plenty of scaring to do, though. Lately, yeah. I've been a little preoccupied with the election down in the United States.
That's,
you know,
that's a pretty scary situation.
I thought we could have really scared people and just stayed here and talked about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump for 2 hours.
Yeah.
If you really want to scare them.
You know, I actually have a song written by Mike Pence, vice presidential candidate.
Ooh, that sounds scary.
Yeah, we can play that.
Wow.
Yeah, we should probably play that. But first, the Days of Wine and Roses reminded me of my good pal Dietmar over in Germany. That's a scary place.
Do they celebrate Halloween in Germany?
I think they must. It's close to Transylvania, isn't it?
This is true.
Yeah. Dietmar loves the Dream Syndicate, and especially that record. So that got me to thinking. He actually has a request for us today, and it's perfectly seasonal. He says it's full of ghosts. It's got a Halloween theme, and we'll send it out to anybody who's not feeling the season today. It's by a guy named David Ford, from an album called I Sincerely Apologize for All the Trouble I've Caused. And it's called Cheer Up, You Miserable...
Please let us not be lonely again. devil is my running mate. This here is his favorite state. I'm sorry you folks had to wait. He always likes to show up late. No, that ain't a rainbow, son. Street lamps on petroleum. Let's pull in here and get us some. Supplies are running out now. It ain't the reason for the war. It's meanness, boy, and nothing more. They tried to do this all before, but Daddy wouldn't let them. Sometimes I don't know what I got into. Sometimes I can't stand to read my name. Sometimes I can only hear their voices casting me back from where I came. The devil is my running mate. Confusion is his favorite state. Surely you folks can relate. I know we've gathered here to hate. It doesn't matter who we blame, as long as you all hear our name. All them bastards look the same. Everyone is guilty. Everybody look away. Look away, look away. It doesn't matter what I say. It's what I do that's shifty. And sometimes I don't know what we got into. And sometimes I don't think I know a thing. And sometimes my running mate. This here is his favorite state. There ain't no other candidate. It wouldn't matter anyway. The devil is my running mate. The devil is my running mate. The devil is my running mate.
Chair. Devil don't go where I make my home. Cast down where the devil don't go. Devil don't go where I make my home. Drown my woes in a lake of fire. Sing a song, won't take me high. Drown my woes in a lake of fire. Sing a song, won't take me high. Good Lord, turn his back on me. Lucifer gonna set me free. Good Lord, turn his back on me. Lucifer gonna set me free. It's a mean world that I've known. Never got no good doing what I'm told. It's a mean world that I've known. Now you'll find me where the devil don't go. Slack, call my demons, but gave them back. Preacher man won't cut no slack. Call my demons, but gave them back. Won't bruise my knees getting down to pray. Won't repent till my judgment day. Bruise my knees getting down to pray. Won't repent till my judgment day.
The devil, you don't go. Apparently, that was L. King. The album's called Love Stuff. That's I don't know how much love there is in that stuff right there.
That was a basket of deplorables, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Before L. King, we heard Nathan from right here in Winnipeg. They're anti-devil because they want you to lock your devils up.
All keep those do-good-nicks.
Yeah, they are that.
Let them loose. Let the devils go. Let them run.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know. Before that, we heard a song written by the Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence. I bet you didn't know he was a songwriter.
Wow, I
wrote
did
a song for Jason Isbell, and it's called "The Devil Is My Running Mate."
Huh. Well, what do you know?
I know, right? And we heard David Ford in there by request from our old pal Dietmar. Did that cheer you up?
It did, indeed.
Miserable. Yeah.
Ow.
I thought I just saw something staggering around out there.
Was it a zombie?
I think it might have been, actually. Yeah, oh. Did you hear that?
Oh, somebody's... Are they selling brains? I could go for one right now.
Are you into that?
Brains, yeah!
Oh, man. Maybe it was the ghost of Ridley Bent out there.
Ooh, it could be.
See late at night, the sky is clear and the moon is bright, and there's zombies everywhere, feeding on every human brain in sight. Zoom in on the downtown east side, and we can see a skater punk in the flight of his life. It's a good thing he can skate well, because Chinatown looked like the gates of hell. He finds an empty police cruiser, figures he'd be a loser not to use her. He blares the sirens, flashes the lights, undead everywhere with an appetite for destruction. What's more, the road he was using was under construction, and he gets some serious air off a pile of dirt. Zombies underneath him with missing limbs and torn shirts. He lands on a pile of them, steps on the gas and plows through them. He gets some breathing room on Commercial Drive, doing 95 and lucky to be alive. To see the rising sun, lucky to be alive. Solano, there's a goth chick underneath the grand piano, looking a little bit like a creep herself, but for her pretty eyes and her fashion style, she grabs the keys to daddy's new hum too, normally taboo, but without it she was screwed. Backs out of the garage onto the street, crushing zombies between her tires and the concrete sidewalk. She doesn't stop until she muscles her way up to the next block, takes a left on Broadway, which has its fair share of undead foot traffic today. There's a semi in the middle of the street with its ramp down. No other way around. She hits that ramp doing 75. Zombies underneath her looking like flies. She lands on a pile of them, steps on the gas and plows through them. She gets some breathing room on Commercial Drive doing 95 and lucky to be alive. To see the rising sun, lucky to be alive. To see the rising sun. Controls the undead from an underground lair covered in spider webs. He's surrounded by 13 wraiths and a big snake. He's busy summoning an earthquake. The skater punk's heading north, and the goth chick, she's heading south. It's crazy. The drive is actually split by the quake between First Ave and Gravely. So the goth chick's looking at a 40-foot wall, and the skater punk's looking at a 40-foot free fall. Skater punk gets there first, no time to stop, no time to reverse. He hits the ledge like it was the last day of summer. He lands hard, face to face with the Hummer. They collide. Miraculously, the girl is tossed from her truck and survives, and the skater punk is saved by the superior safety features in a government ride. The Hummer rolls into the chasm. Its impact causes a chain reaction, which buries the necromancer and his brethren under a ton of earth in their underground cavern. The police car is mangled but can still run, so the goth chick gets in and rides shotgun. But the undead have lost their lust for blood, and they're burnt to ashes by the rising sun. The rising sun. The rising sun. The rising sun.
there's a killer in the corner. The scarecrow's dancing. The wind against the panes. It sounds like teeth gnashing. Mama's wringing her hands and daddy ain't coming back no more. And there's a killer in the corner. He's black as a crow's wing. Times ten, times ten. Tyson's growling low at the foot of my bed. In the barn out back, I thought I heard the hinges moan. And there's a killer in the corner. One more try. I count and see.
Dangerous out there. Somebody got murdered.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Well, if it wasn't the forces of darkness.
Welcome back to tell the band to go to hell.
Yeah.
And yes. Die in a fiery pit of madness. That's the name of this show, isn't it?
That's pretty much it. We just shortened it a bit for, you know, didn't fit on the poster as well. That was Matthew Ryan there doing the old Clash number. Somebody got murdered.
Good old Joe Strummer and his rotting corpse.
He's definitely rotting. Before that, we heard Brock Zeman. He went out looking for the killer in the corn.
Ooh.
Lovely little children's ditty. Southern Culture on the Skids, they're zombified. That was pretty scary. And Ridley Bent in there from his Skeleton Crew CD.
Ooh, skeletons.
Zombies.
Those are pretty scary guys.
Yeah. You know what, Count? There's a scary show going on this week. I bet you don't even know how scary it's going to be.
How scary is this show going to be?
It's going to be pretty scary, and I'll tell you about that in just a couple of minutes. So stay tuned. If the ghosts and goblins don't get us first, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Please stick around.